Trump tells G7 and Ukraine Zelensky, "I'm the bosses." By John Hayward on June 17, 2026. President Donald Trump arrived at the Group of Seven, G7, summit in Evian, France with a humorous summary of the geopolitical situation, telling the assembled reporters and world leaders, "I'm the boss." Trump also got some laughs by inviting reporters to stick around for the closed-door G7 summit. "Would you like to stay for the meeting? It's okay with me." The press was nevertheless obliged to clear the room when talks began. The White House was sufficiently pleased with the audience reaction to publish the video on social media. And Trump did seem to be getting most of what he wanted from the G7, including a joint statement of support for his Iran peace deal. "We welcome the announcement of a deal between the United States and Iran secured under the strong leadership of President Trump with the support of mediating countries, which provides an historic opportunity to prevent Iran from acquiring any nuclear weapon and tackling the threats related to its regional and ballistic activities," the G7 said. The assembled leaders pledged to support and contribute to the deal, backing President Trump's determination that Iran will not be allowed to place restrictions or tolls on the Strait of Hormuz. "We agree that the multinational, independent, an offensive initiative led by France and the UK can play an important role to facilitate the resumption of maritime traffic in the Strait of Hormuz by protecting merchant vessels, reassuring commercial shipping operators, and supporting verification that all mines are removed," the group said. The G7 also supported Trump's resolution that Iran will never obtain a nuclear weapon and promised to support the United States in robust and diplomatic follow-on to the Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with Iran that will be signed on Friday. Also related to the Iran deal, the G7 supported an immediate and robust ceasefire in Lebanon, premised on the Lebanese government finally achieving the disarmament of Hezbollah and the monopoly of arms, a goal that has been pledged many times over the past four decades but never realized. When a reporter asked if Europe had come around to his point of view on Iran, Trump replied, "I think they think I was right. They all want to be involved. There's no reason to have them. It's pretty much over, but they all want to be involved," Trump said, seemingly a grumble about the Europeans' unwillingness to provide significant assistance with reopening the Strait of Hormuz until after Trump made his ceasefire deal with Tehran. Trump expressed confidence that the Iranians want to sign the MO, but warned that if they don't behave, we'll go right back to dropping bombs right smack in the middle of their head. Another major topic of conversation at the summit was Russia's war on Ukraine. And on that topic, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney sought to deflate Trump's "I'm the boss" bravado a bit by telling reporters that Trump has accepted the rest of the G7's adamant support of Ukraine. "There has been a change in position on the part of the United States and President Trump. There is a position that is harder toward Russia and more realistic, in our view, of the situation on the ground of the war," Carney said. Trump apparently still thinks he has a chance of brokering a peace deal between Russia and Ukraine, because when he was asked if Russian President Vladimir Putin bears most of the responsibility for starting the conflict, he replied, "I don't want to comment on that because I'm trying to get it settled, and that doesn't make it easy." Trump insisted he has a good rapport with both Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who was present at the G7 meeting. "Well, I had very good talks with President Zelensky and with President Putin, and we'd like to see that one end," he said. "I ended eight wars, and to be honest with you, I thought this would have been one of the easier ones, but they're not liking each other too much, and that makes it much more difficult," he added. This characterization was somewhat at odds with a remark made by French President Emmanuel Macron, who was overheard on a hot mic telling Zelensky that the rest of the G7 had a difficult discussion with Trump. Trump sounded quite a bit less enthusiastic about Ukraine than Carney claimed when he talked to reporters on Tuesday. "Look, we have nothing to do with it," Trump said. "It has no impact on us, other than we sell weapons. We're thousands of miles away." The joint statement from the summit expressed unwavering support for Ukraine in defending its freedom, sovereignty, and territorial integrity, praised Ukraine for its resilience, and pledged more military support for Kyiv. "We commit to increase the pressure on the Russian war economy. In this context, we will strengthen our sanctions, including those on the oil and gas sectors," the statement said, adding that Trump's deal to reopen the Strait of Hormuz has stabilized the energy market and created an opportunity to lay heavier sanctions on Russian energy products. There were signs of tension between Trump and some other G7 leaders, including Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressing his displeasure with U.S. strikes on Indian crude ships that attempted to violate the Iran blockade, and Trump passing up on a bilateral meeting with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer even as he made time for chummy sideline meetings with the leaders of the United Arab Emirates, UAE, and Qatar. Still, the general message sent by the G7 leaders was that everyone was friends again. As European Council President Antonio Costa put it while commending Trump and Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni for mending fences. The rush of relief from the other members over Trump's deal with Iran was palpable, and suggested that pressure from America's allies might have shaped Trump's thinking about how, and when, to bring the Iran project in for a landing. Happy belated 80th birthday, President Trump. After all, we're on the same team, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz said on social media after presenting Trump with a German national soccer team jersey, emblazoned with Trump's name and presidential number. The U.S. president might disagree with some of France's other guests at the G7 summit about who forgot which team they were playing on over the past 6 months, but he chose not to make a public affair of that disagreement.